I'm embarrassed. I have to say something right off the bat here. I'm embarrassed.
No.
Today is Chris Tim's birthday. All right. I completely forgot. I wanted to, all week long,
yeah.
We're going to celebrate this man. I've said we're going to celebrate him. Today is Chris Tim's birthday. I've known that for 30 years. I've known when his birthday is.
When did you start caring?
I don't know. Who are we talking to?
I guess it's a that's a good the point.
Yeah. By the time he stopped, it's about the time I started.
How far into the friendship were you like, I got to know this guy's birthday? Because I'll be honest, I am terrible with birthdays. I don't know any of my friends' birthdays.
It's lucky now you have the phone and whatnot.
Yes. Yeah.
I know my wife's, my brother's, and that is pretty much it.
Yeah.
I pride myself on knowing birthdays. You know? It's true.
It's a strange flex.
I don't know all of them, but for instance, my friend Dustin, who you know, you call him Fonzie because he was so much cooler than me.
Still is.
And still is. His birthday is October 28th, and I've known that since we were 16 years old. And I saw him 2 years ago. You know, he was in town. Now he lives in Minnesota, and now we're 50-something. And he comes in, and we were talking, you know, he was in town for Christmas, and we were sitting at a table, and he says this and that, and I'll turn 50, and I said, October 28th. And he goes, my God, how did you know that?
It always just halts the conversation. Yeah.
Right. But I know.
Because it seems so stalkerish.
Yes. But I know that Kristen's birthday is January 9, period. I've known it for 30 years, as I said, and I pride myself on that and want to celebrate it, obviously. And I told Biggie, we're celebrating. Mm-hmm. So today we get here, nothing. I'm cold,
tapping away at the machine.
Yep. Didn't enter my mind, didn't even think about it. And you don't even know this, Chris Dim doesn't. About 40 minutes ago, he says, oh, look at what fact checker Rusty just sent me. And I turned, and it was a picture from Seinfeld, a little gif from Seinfeld of Kramer holding a sparkler, mm-hmm. you know, like for birthday, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't put two and two together that today was Kristen's birthday. Even then, and I
even
thought.
Even seeing it?
Even seeing it. So I saw, you know, my eyes aren't what they used to be either. Yeah. So I see it from across the room, and I see.
Is that Kramer?
Kramer holding a sparkler. And do you know
but you couldn't read what it said underneath.
No, I couldn't read that it said. Do you know what I thought it was?
Fact checker Rusty's losing it. Guess we can't rely on him much anymore.
I thought it was some sort of callous attempt at humor about the wildfires that are going. And I thought, Rusty.
Oh.
I really thought, Rusty.
Oh, God.
How could you do something?
You're losing it, man.
I thought Rusty's lost.
Right, you thought Rusty lost it.
I thought, there's no room for jokes about the wildfires. There's nothing funny about that.
No,
Rusty, how dare you? So I just went back to my work. And then a few minutes later said, oh, and I got a text from the Diesel just after midnight. And I said,
2 minutes past midnight.
Mm-hmm. And our friend the Diesel. And I said, why? And he said, wishing me happy birthday. And right then I was like, oh my God. That's what
he began to rend his garments.
Then
in shame.
I realized.
Looks at date.
Yep.
Oh God.
It's right there on my Reagan wall calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize. That's what Rusty had done. It was a happy birthday, not an attempt at humor on something that has no humor. And Diesel, who was up till past midnight and was the first to give Chris tip. So now I wanted to be first. Now I'm behind probably Chris Tim's wife.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Diesel.
Easily.
AARP.
They never miss.
Mutual life. Probably about 8 of his wine clubs who emailed him. Because, you know, everybody gives you something now on your birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
It's amazing, too, when you get a certain age. And, Kelly, you're there now. Mm-hmm. How many steak lunches you get invited to.
Oh, yeah, the funeral homes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want a pre-plan? How about a steak?
Yeah. You don't want to leave everyone stuck with your funeral, right?
Right.
You want your wish. You can tell them your wishes.
Do it now. Here, have a steak on us.
Yeah.
And these are nice steaks. These are the good steakhouses.
That's right. That's right. Don't burden your loved ones with having to plan your funeral.
Yes.
You know, go ahead and get it out of the way. And so then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I've forgotten my friend's birthday. I sat here for 2 hours and not even referenced it.
Made the whole A block.
A block. I was like, we have to redo A block. It's his birthday, for goodness sake. Rusty beat me. I am so ashamed of that. And I'm ashamed of what I thought of Rusty after what I thought was a terrible joke.
I can't trust him anymore.
It's me you can't trust.
Well,
it's me.
I don't know if Chris Dim was in the room, but I wondered because we started planning Chris Dim's birthday celebration late into our prep time period, I would say.
Yeah.
And the way you did it was, you kind of oversold it to me, too.
Yeah.
As you buzzed him off, you're like, as you know, it's a big day. Chris Dim's birthday. And I'm like, you were definitely a stepdad that forgot.
Yeah. Then I've got to scramble. I said, get the songs ready. We did something for Chris Dim's birthday.
What did we do last year?
Yeah. I didn't forget like you obviously did.
Unbelievable. Yes. What? Normally, I would have said this yesterday. Get the songs in, get ready. Instead, we do it 2 minutes before airtime. I'm scrambling here.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the Dolly Parton song. Thank goodness for Biggie, or we wouldn't even have these songs. And I don't know. I was just fiddling around late going into to showtime. I was fiddling is what I was doing. We did a thing. Chris Dim said, do you have time right now? We wanted to test something. I turn on the cameras every day because we later will post YouTube videos of this program.
This.
Yeah.
This.
The three of us.
It's a lot of guys sitting here just chatting, you know, a lot of static.
Just aging in front of your eyes.
Yes. In fact, Littlest Patriot cornered me in the hallway yesterday and said, I think you all need to do something to break character. And I said, what do you mean?
To what?
He goes, well.
To break character.
He wants to. He says, we need to do something totally unexpected in this new year. We, at some point in the year, you know, go from one extreme to the other. Something you'd never expect from this show.
Have Biggie say he's gay.
Right, something. Something like that.
What?
Does someone need to divorce?
Something.
Yeah. You know, have a fake divorce.
I feel like over the holidays, the Littlest Patriot was like reading something or studying something.
Without a doubt.
He's our boss here, and he's acting differently.
He's way more complimentary. I walked by his office yesterday and said hey to him, and he said, Biggie, sounding great. 17 years, I've never heard that.
No, that's not the Littlest Patriot I know either.
No.
Remember, he asked me about New Year's Eve, and I was flummoxed because I couldn't remember what I did.
Yeah.
I was more floored that he asked.
What?
Why are you taking an interest in me?
Exactly. Never in the history. I've known him 20 years.
No.
Never in the history.
He lives on his phone and in his office, staring at computers, crunching numbers, building strategies.
So, he asked Chris about New Year's Eve. He gave you a compliment. Yesterday, I was coming out of the toilet on my way to leave, and he goes, I need to have a word with you. And we're, what?
We'll step into my office.
Well, he got me at the stairwell. And he said, I want us in the next 12 months on the Two Guys M. Chris show to do something completely out of character. Conflict of character is what he called it. Like something completely.
It's a buzzword, sounds like.
I thought, what have you been reading? What's going on here?
He's read something.
One time, I watched, like most people have, a documentary on Sex and the City and how they made it. You know how much I like the show.
Yeah.
So.
It's your character.
It's.
In fact, you are at least a couple of the characters.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Charlotte.
You say.
Yep.
But many think I'm a Carrie because she's self-centered.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie talks only about herself and really burdens others with her problems.
Well, I mean, the first 5 minutes were how you messed up the birthday.
Oh.
Still not wishing him a birthday.
Yeah.
I'm so upset
you
by
carry
this.
It.
I'm so upset by this. You know, Charlotte would have remembered the birthday weeks in advance and brought in like a, she would have decorated the room.
There would have been croissants in here.
Yeah. Am I a card?
She would have got you a cameo from a celebrity.
Yes.
Actually, I looked into that, but I realized most of the people you guys reference are dead. Well, let me go through the list here.
Let's see.
Maybe a cameo from him, dead. Cameo from dead.
All his favorites.
Maybe Charlie's Angel still living.
Do we have Charlie himself?
Yeah.
No.
Charlie. Long dead. No.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm coming to a reality. I'm a Carrie. I'm not a Charlotte. Anyhow, when I watched the
documentary the show.
Yes. They were talking to the writers and producers and so forth. And the writer said, here, our goal on this show was just when you got comfortable with a character, we made them do something you'd never expect. For instance, Charlotte was always very prim and proper about sex and dated only really good-looking guys. She married a guy who was regular-looking, you know, not considered good-looking. They wanted her to do that. He was bald, he had hair on his back, and she fell for him. And he was Jewish, and she wasn't. She was complete, like, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so they always did that, and I thought, huh. And they gave other examples, and I thought, huh. And so when Littlest Patriot cornered me in the stairwell, and said you should do something completely opposite of what your character would be. You know?
During the meeting, during this conversation, while he's ranting and raving, because he does, he speaks a lot of words a minute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was your mind just drifting back to Sex and the City?
As soon as he said it.
Did you just drift away in your mind and your eyes glaze over?
As soon as he said it.
Bum, 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 bum,
yeah.
Bum,
bum. I thought, this is like Sex and the City, where one of us or all of us would do something that no one would ever expect, you know, completely out
of. So he wraps up his spiel, and you're like,
Yeah.
So you've agreed to something. You don't know what it is.
Yeah. He said, think about it. So we have to do something.
Okay. Yeah, I will.
Something that you'd never expect, you know, from this program.
Yeah.
Is what he wants, you know, to like turn it on its on a dime all of a sudden. It's just, you know, boom, out of nowhere. Well, I don't know what it would be.
Yeah.
But
I'm, you know, that typically it does go against the grain of everything we've been taught about this business.
Yeah, I know.
You
know,
be who you are.
I know.
You know,
yeah.
Be your,
exactly.
You know, be yourself.
And interestingly, I was thinking about Sex and the City, and they do that, and I was like, should we or shouldn't we? It would be like, I don't know what, you know, it would even be.
Yeah.
But it would be something like, whoa, out of the norm that you'd never think to do. Although, now we're really kind of inside it. But you know, we all you do is you live your life or whatever. But, you know, 10 years ago or 5 years ago, I was eating at Chick-fil-A every day and doing totally different things. And I've sort of reversed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're less
way
fun.
Way worse now.
More annoying. Biggie and I were just discussing Biggie's inbox.
Well, because I said that, you know, if you're on social media, you know, your algorithm, they call it, where they send you, you know, certain videos, everything starts to see what you like.
Right.
And I realized that there's a Chris Kelly algorithm.
Within the email
world. Yes, within the email and messages.
Really?
And my Chris Kelly algorithm has changed.
Yeah?
It was, you know, pickleball, pickleball, pickleball.
Yeah.
Well, now you're talking about sacking, as I call it.
Rucking. Rucking.
Yeah. Nice. So now my new algorithm is, hey, tell Kelly I ruck. Here's some tips. Hey, here's a rucksack Kelly may like. And I'm always like, why are you sending it to me?
I haven't even rucked yet. Mm-hmm. I really want to do a snow ruck this weekend, but I'm not going
to
have the gear.
That would
in
not
time.
Be the way to start, would
no,
it?
No, I don't think so. No. But I'm going to be, it's going to snow here Friday night into Saturday, and I'm going to be sitting Saturday. Mm-hmm. But I thought, I've got loads of time on my hand. I might as well do a ruck this weekend. I do not have the equipment to do it. And to get it, I would have to go to a physical brick and mortar store like an REI. And I feel like it'll be more expensive that way than really searching out the right thing to buy. I don't know. But I've thought about it. And my wife keeps telling me, stop with this. This is ridiculous.
Stop sacking.
Stop sacking. You are not going to do it. It's too much. You're too over the line.
I think you should just take your daughter's backpack and fill it with Diet Coke and walk around with it.
That was Kristen's.
I agree. Answer. That's how you start.
Books,
see if you like it.
Whatever it is.
You know, we have our dear friend and longtime P1 to the show, blogger Jen. I'm not sure if you got her email.
I saw that email.
She said she and her husband ruck all the time. Mm-hmm. They just strap their kids to their backs.
That's really what you do.
That's true.
She said, you know, when they ruck, their weights bite them and wiggle.
Isn't that funny? That's
blogger. She's got away with words.
Blogger Jen. She's a great blogger.
Yeah.
And she said, we have a rucksack. It bites me in the shoulder. God, that's true, too.
It poops. It bites.
Kids will do that.
It wriggles.
When they're teething, I used to wear my kid on my back, like around Disney World. And other places, and especially when they're like 2 years old, they bite you in the shoulder and neck, and you're like, God, it's a part
off.
Throw it.
You know, it's a part of parenting they don't tell you about, and they just get, and you've got teeth marks in
your
shoulder.
Is that why some people wear them
on the front?
Forward on the front?
Maybe. Anyway, today we were testing something. This is another reason I didn't get Chris Tim's birthday songs ready in time.
Tech stuff.
On video, post YouTube videos later, and I have to turn on the cameras. So today in our office, I turned on the camera and I said, there's Biggie. And you were working away.
Just tap, 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 and click, click, clicking.
And Chris Tim said, what is the delay on what we're watching here? And I said, I bet it's 30 seconds to a minute. You know, he's in there just tapping. You can't tell because, you know, you're doing the same stuff. And Chris Tim says, you should call him and have him give you a signal. And we'll see how long in real time. So I buzz into Biggie, and he picks up the phone, and I say, can you give me a signal? Now, we're going to start the camera. Give me a signal.
And then we'll start a little countdown.
Yeah, as to how long. And so Biggie starts, only about 2 seconds delay, maybe 3 seconds. He gives us the finger. And I said, we're getting something now.
It's like one of those old school radio broadcasts. We're picking up a signal now.
I can't quite tell.
He's making a gesture of some sort. I can't tell if he's friendly or not, or hostile.
What's he doing exactly?
He was waving the finger at us. Okay? There was a finger wave.
So
we got it. We it's only about a 3-second delay.
That'd be a fun little gift to put up.
On YouTube. Yes.
Big man finger.
Yeah. Big man's finger. We have it. We captured it. We've captured it now.
You
live.
Can put it down.
Yes. I said, you can stop now. And he just kept on giving it. And then he said, we've got Chris Dim's happy birthday song. We have three to choose from. We have Regular, and Dolly Parton. And
I think they're all great.
They are. They really are fantastic. We'll play them throughout the program.
Yeah, I think we just split them up.
Let's start with the Regular. This is for our dear friend.
You wouldn't believe how much that cost us to get done.
No, I don't think I would.
Well, there's no better tribute.
No.